We are back at Radio Blast answering the questions from our dear listeners with Brother Joseph. As we said, the last question was about evangelization. There is a beloved brother who wants to learn how to evangelize, and he's asking, which is the right way to do it? Now, you, Brother Joseph, must have a lot of experience in this.
Where do you want me to start? Mistakes or the...
The mistakes and all, everything.
Well, evangelization can be the easiest thing in the world, the most difficult. It depends if you are full heart for Jesus. Like Jesus said in the parable of the sower, the good seed. See, the church is divided false seed and true seed. The seed that goes onto the rocks and dies right away, and then there is a seed that goes in good ground and produces 190, 60, 10, whatever.
Okay.
So you decide if you want to give your heart to Jesus much. Like some you can give to Facebook, some you can give to video games, some you can give to TV, some you can give to boyfriend, husband, wife, etc. Nothing wrong having a relationship with a husband or wife, but it's very important that they don't come before Jesus.
Yes.
Because always come in the life of a disciple situation that why the husband doesn't want to evangelize, doesn't want to do a project for the Lord. That's a time when you full heart for Jesus and say, well, I love you, dear wife, dear husband, very much. I'm faithful to you. I'm doing all I can, but I cannot ask me to be faithful to you, loyal to you more than Jesus. The same applies between parents and children. You see, in Matthew chapter 10, you see that there is a division. Jesus said, I don't come to bring unity, but a sword. Don't bring peace, but a sword. From now on, a family should be divided. Situation like Lot and his wife, etc. She didn't want to leave Sodom, apparently.
So let's talk about people who would like to give 100% to Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
And they really want to evangelize, to be active. Which is the right way to evangelize?
Yeah. In any case, in whatever family situation you are, you must not deny Jesus and take care of your family the best you can, but then you have to follow Jesus one way or the other.
Amen.
So the best way to evangelize is everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Everywhere, wherever you are. You can go for trips. You want to visit certain cities, certain towns. I know the story of this guy in... did I tell the story about the guy banging the pot?
I don't know. Which one?
Guy in China was going around from town to town.
Yeah.
You already know the story? Do you want to hear?
Yeah, tell us. No, tell us.
Well, in China he couldn't preach the gospel because the authority would jump on him.
Yeah.
So he was moving around. Moving around, the best way to evangelize, because the devil always has problems for you. If it's not from your family, from your neighbors, from the authority. So he was just going in a town, get a pot and a scoop, and bang, 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 bang. People come out and say, what's going on here? So when he got a little crowd, 5, 10 people, 20, whatever, sometime more, he would evangelize, get them saved, receive Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And everything. And then he would appoint the most inspiring, the most full heart, the most devoted, the receptive, and say, you are the pastor of this town. And then he would move to the next city, the next village. He would just walk. Then the next day, after a couple of days, the authority would come and say, okay, me, Aurora. Too late.
Oh, that's good.
They will come after a week, whatever. Understand?
Yes.
You have to move around.
So it's good that the authorities are not always so efficient. That works in our benefit, actually. So one of the best ways to evangelize, what I get out of this story, is to be moving around, because that's also kind of your protection.
Exactly. Especially the way the world is going, is like here we are in South America, and for example, we've been in a situation that the churches around have been less than cooperative.
Yes.
You know, some churches call everybody the devil who doesn't belong to a certain denomination.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do everything according eyeball to eyeball, a certain doctrine. So it's like a lot of times, some churches receive us, some churches don't receive us. Some churches accept us as Christian only. Other churches, no, you need to have a label. And yeah, sometimes you'll be like in a spiritual desert. Now, having said that, plus you have to see if you decide to get a job. Understand? If you basically work and you evangelize on the side, like they do the Jehovah's Witness, they have their own message, of course. Well, that is one way you can do it. Paul was building tents and evangelizing sometimes when he didn't have money.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to do that. Evangelize in your job until they kick you out.
That's the goal.
Don't be terrorized and then get fired. That's a good thing that you get fired.
For Christ's name's sake,
I will give
yes.
you a better job.
If it's for Jesus, yes.
So that's one way. Another way is like we do. We do full-time evangelism. But there is a price to pay. You have to pass the hat. Because who's going to support us?
Yes.
So people get offended that we receive tithe. Well, nobody has to give us a tithe. It's voluntary. Our material is for free. We don't sell anything.
Amen.
However, the reason we can give everything for free to everybody all the time is because some people give it a tithe or some regular donations. God yes. bless them.
Amen.
Great
Amen.
Is the reward in heaven. So if you want to be a missionary, you have to pass the hat. That's the price to pay.
Now let's picture somebody who has a normal life, a normal family, job, a normal life, but he would like to go, for example, evangelize on the streets. How do you teach somebody to evangelize on the road?
Okay, the same. Wherever you are, you have to listen to people. After the witnessing and the evangelist is listen. Be quiet, don't talk, listen to people. And then all the time, evangelists, they have a problem that the guy is talking about nonsense and they said they jump in with the Bible. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You have to listen even to the nonsense sometimes and make friends. You have to earn your right to preach.
Okay.
And then when the person sees your politeness, eventually when he runs out of breath, he's going to listen to you. And that's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to evangelize is by sharing what God did in your life. You couldn't sleep at night. Since you got saved, you can sleep. Tell them.
Okay.
You were sick. God healed you. Tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Before getting saved, you were into pornography, alcohol, running after girls, or sad, or lonely, or stupid, or selfish, or whatever your problem was. Tell them. Since
yes.
I have
amen,
Jesus,
amen.
I changed. That's witnessing and not preaching. Preaching, a Pharisee can do that. God
it's
is
true.
Great. God can do whatever he wants. Okay, that's what they do usually in most churches. That's the worst way to evangelize. All right, because people will nod their head.
Jesus.
Yeah. You like Islam, you know. Allah Akbar, God is great. Okay, fine. But how can God help me now, today?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So your testimony comes in. I was sick. I prayed. He healed me. I was depressed. I was selfish. I was looking for people to make me happy. And then Jesus showed me I was supposed to look for people that I could make happy. That's witnessing.
I want to say
share
that when
testimonies.
When I got witnessed, evangelized by your family, it's sad to say this, but what really worked in my heart to get close to Jesus was that you told me the condition of the religions and told me, don't worry about religions. You don't have to change your religion.
Yeah, you have
you're
to do
Baptist.
That too.
Because the more you expose to me the true condition, which I already knew, and I didn't want to hear about religions.
Yeah.
But the more you expose it to me, you made a difference between Jesus and religions. And I said, wow, Jesus I want. The religions, I always knew they are like this. So thank you for confirming it to me. But you presented a Jesus to me which is not religious, it's not condemning. He receives me, he loves me, he forgives me. And that really touched my heart.
Yeah,
to show
exactly.
them the love of Jesus. And I remember that's what touched me, the light I saw in the eyes of the missionaries and the love they showed. For many years I remembered what really impressed me was the light in their eyes. Just really showed the love of Jesus. Not sermons and preachings, repent,
yeah.
nothing.
You see, the religion, Christian religion in general, say 99%, is created by the devil to make people lose faith in God. Because they see these dead Christian churches and say, oh, please, let me turn the other way.
That's how
they're preaching, you need to change your religion. The Catholics are the devil, and the other religions are the devil. We should preach Jesus. Jesus didn't send around the world to look for heretics. You know, the heresiantos. They are heretics, most of them. Like Jesus sent us to preach salvation, to preach love. The world knows enough hell. Let's show them a little heaven. Show them an inspiring Jesus. Dress up like they do. If
yes.
they have miniskirts, you should put a miniskirt. If they wear necklace, you wear a necklace. If they fix their hair, you fix your hair. It's okay. You can wear a bracelet. You can wear a... It's okay. It's when you worship the golden things that's wrong. But if you just wear it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes our girls here, they put makeup purposely to show that we are not dead religious.
Yes.
You know, they do purposely.
Yes, it's true.
Okay. So, it's true. Before you build, you have to clean away the rubble, the garbage. And during the centuries, the churches have spread so much garbage all over the world in the name of Jesus that today the world is vaccinated against Jesus. Now they start doing publicity. I'm proud to say I'm not religious. I'm proud I don't believe in God. You see, See, today the testimony of the churches is to make people lose faith. Because they're so dead, they're so weird, they're so sad, they're so repetitive, they're so zombie, most of them. Thank God for the good ones.
Amen.
Thank God for the churches who are free or young, who are youthful, who
Amen.
Go on the streets, who tell jokes, who are not afraid to drink a glass of wine with the people who drink a glass of wine. I'm not talking alcoholism. Who are not afraid to listen to Celine Dion. They're not afraid to be free, to go to the beach, get in bikini and swim. There's no perversion in that.
Thank you, Lord.
The religious people are so dead. I mean, they're making competition with the Muslims. So now, how to get somebody saved? You want to hear that?
Yes.
Salvation is very simple.
That's good.
It doesn't have to be my church or your church. It can be just very simple. When you listen to somebody long enough that you deserved, you earned your right to talk, after you listen and you share, then you talk about sports, you talk about something silly, you talk about politics and the taxes. At the end, the guy's going to run out of arguments. It could be that this could last 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
And then after that, slowly, you start sharing your testimony. The best way to evangelize somebody, get somebody converted, is your testimony.
That's good.
The guy doesn't read the Bible, doesn't believe in God, the Trinity. Okay, so don't talk about that stuff. Talk about how God helped you.
Amen.
Okay, in Matthew 23, in the beginning, Jesus says the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So whatever they say, you should do.
Amen.
But don't do like they do, because they say, but they do not.
I understand.
Understand?
Yes.
So, in other words, the Pharisee, they knew the doctrines. So today there are religions that think just because they know the doctrines, better than the Jehovah's Witness, they go to heaven. You don't go to heaven because you know the doctrines. You don't go to heaven because you give up baptizing water. You don't go to heaven because you repeat a prayer, and then after that everybody tells you born again. You don't go to heaven for that. You don't go to heaven because you belong to my church or another church. You go to heaven because Jesus came into your heart and the fruits will show.
Amen.
If your fruits don't show Jesus, you're not saved. You can belong to the greatest born-again church. If you don't show Jesus, the Savior, you're not saved. You have to show Jesus, His love, not the commandments, not the doctrines that any Jehovah's Witness can do, anybody. You have to show the love of Jesus. You have to show the face of Jesus, which is love. You got that?
So okay. Then the best way to evangelize is to be friendly, talk about the things the other people like, and even if it's not something you would spend time on, but just to become one and to show your respect and real interest in that person. And then you start giving your personal testimony to encourage them to turn to Jesus.
Sometimes you can get them saved in half an hour, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes. Depends on how long you have.
Yes.
Sometimes you're so fast that you have to give a gospel track and walk away.
Yes.
But even 2-3 minutes, you can get them saved. The person is receptive.
That's good. It's good to always have gospel tracts with you in your pockets, in your bags.
Yeah.
Because you never know when people don't have time to listen, you just give them a message. So make sure you do that. Print for yourself, or you can write to us. We can send you our gospel tracts. You can read them and check them.
We give them free.
Yes.
Also, buy some New Testaments. New Testament, keep in your car, keep them handy. And when somebody is really receptive, doesn't have a Bible, give them a New Testament.
That's
go
nice.
Buy. Then when the person is ready to receive Jesus, that is on a yes channel, okay, then the salvation prayer is very simple. That could take 2 minutes, it could take 5 minutes, it could take 10 minutes, whatever it takes. And then here is a prayer. Okay, you tell the person, say, would you like to pray with me to receive Jesus? Don't say,
Amen.
Can I pray for you? So sure, pray while I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not, can I pray for you? It's, can I pray with you?
Mm-hmm.
He has to use his mouth.
Okay.
Okay, and then he can share some scripture, John 1:12, Romans 10, verse 9 and 13, powerful scripture for salvation. I like very much Romans 10, 9 and 13. Confess with your mouth.
Okay.
Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then when the person reads that scripture, for example, so he sees it's not your trip, it's actually in the Bible, then you ask him to pray with you. Okay?
Yes.
Would you like to be the sheep and witness?
Yes.
So, would you like to pray with me?
Yes.
Let's go together. So, pray with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my
Forgive
heart.
Forgive me all my sins.
Forgive me all my sins.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
On my place.
In my place.
Thank you for forgiving me, Jesus.
Thank you for forgiving me,
Come
Jesus.
In my heart now.
Come in my heart.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Help me to read your word.
Help
the
me
gospel,
to read your
the
word,
Bible.
The gospel, the Bible.
And to understand it.
And to understand it.
And to share it with others.
And to share it with others.
Without shame.
Without shame.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now, when this is the basic prayer.
Amen.
Okay, I pray always in a different way, but the points are the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So
Amen.
That's very simple.
Yes, it's simple. It's actually easy. If you can just be friendly, it's easy to evangelize.
Yeah, and don't go lifting up your religion, your church, your sect, your blah, blah religion. Say, come to my church on Sunday. Wrong. Wrong.
Yeah, you scared them away.
They don't need to come to your church on Sunday. They know with the church here, the building, they avoid it. They don't like church building. I don't either. God doesn't like church building. Even said in the Bible, Acts 7:48, say God does not live there.
Amen. Say,
God says, I don't live in religious building.
Yes.
Drop that stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
I know brethren who wrote in saying that in the church where they go, they don't teach them anything about the end time, and they don't mention the end time. And they were writing to us saying, we see this and this happening in the world, and what shall we do? Can you explain to us? What shall we do? And then they actually started organizing home meetings in their house,
yeah.
Evangelizing, inviting people to read the Bible, to pray, to grow in Jesus.
Yeah.
And they feel much better now. They feel like we're doing something active for Jesus, not just going to church Sunday, but during the week evangelizing. They evangelize relatives and people around in town. And they feel much more fulfilled than before.
Amen, amen, amen. That's it. So, and don't preach the denomination. The sheep, the Lord, they don't care if you're Pentecostal, if you're Baptist, if you're Catholic. All religions are bad. Just some are worse than others. All right?
All right.
And
thank
all
you,
all religions have some truth or some balonies. Some more baloney than truth, you know? But all have balonies and man-made doctrines. And let's say you can belong to the perfect church and the pastors are a mercenary. You can belong to a bad church and the pastors are, the priest is a nice guy.
Yes.
So stop looking at Protestants or Catholics or the devil.
Amen.
God doesn't do that. Amen.
Amen. Jesus Thank you, Brother Christ. Joseph. I think it was very clear, but I encourage you, dear friends, if you have any more questions about how to evangelize, it is important to learn. So write in, I will be happy to answer you. And as we told you, every Saturday and Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, Central American time, we will answer live to your questions with Brother Joseph. And we rebroadcast the same recordings in the evening at 8 o'clock, every Saturday and Sunday. So invite your friends and send in your questions. We love you. God bless you all.
Praise
God bless
God.
Brother Joseph.
Amen. Amen.
Shepherds on a hillside, there were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid, this is the night of your life. There's a baby in a manger that the whole world needs to know. It begins here with you, here's what you must do. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell. Sister, go tell your brother too. Tell it to everybody you meet. Tell them you've got good news. Hey, tell them about that little baby born in Bethlehem. Tell them his name is Jesus and he's come to free us. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell. Once you see that shining star, you can keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far. Yes, he is Emmanuel. Everybody go tell. the poor and the lame. And if they were able, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name. Won't you see?